Namaste. So today's reflection is on divine grace and its ways of working. Normally, when we are in a distress and we call the divine for help and we feel peace in our heart, we are protected, we are taken care of, we experience grace. And it is the most common form of grace, something which comes, gives us solace and peace, cures our sufferings, protects us from all the onslaught of forces. But there is another dimension and aspect of grace, and the mother reveals it is the grace that comes for our progress. Now, this grace is often not very welcome, because when the divine comes, the grace comes for our progress, it does precisely, almost outwardly, the opposite. It pushes us out of a comfort zone. We want to stay in our comfort zone. We want to live as we lived, as we did, whatever we did. Those habits of the past, we want to continue in the future. But whenever there is a distress and difficulty, we want the grace to intervene and help us. And the grace comes. But another aspect is when the grace comes and pushes us out of the comfort zone, and by doing it, helps us to progress. We have spoken about it at some other time. In the story of Vibhishna, who within his comfort zone remembers the Lord. But a time comes in his life when he is kicked by Ravana, steps out of his comfort zone and finds the Lord. We have a similar thing in the life of Meera. Meera is living in a palace where nobody believes in Krishna. They are shaks, they are worshippers of Durga, Shakti. Whereas she loves Krishna. And a time comes, because all her actions, they are not appreciated by the society, and she has to walk out of a palace. Now, we can't imagine walking out of the palace, and she goes with an idol of Krishna, of idol made of gold with her, because she doesn't mind as long as Krishna is with her. And when she sleeps that night outside, obviously some thief looking at the gold idol, taking advantage of her sleep, picks away and steals it. When she wakes up, she is very troubled and distressed. And she says, Krishna, you took away everything from me and I didn't mind. Why did you take away this one support of mine? You I hold on to, and you have allowed it to be stolen. And then Krishna reveals the secret truth. He appears before her and says, oh, do you really know me? Do you really hold me? Can you really hold me? Look at me. And he reveals that it is he who is holding the whole creation. And he who is everywhere. It is he who is in each element. It is he who is in palaces. He who is outside. And she doesn't have to depend on that idol to really discover the Krishna within. And that is a great lesson for her. And after that, we know the transformation of Meera, the poetess Meera, who cries in Virahavedna for the Lord. And Meera, the great saint poet, so wonderful. After that, she becomes a monk or a saint who is wandering from here to there, singing the Lord's name. So similarly, when we are pushed out of our comfort zones, this too is a grace. Repeatedly, Sri Aurobindo reminds us, grace is not just that comes and keeps us in a comfort zone, surrounded by whatever our life is, but something which pushes out. So once we understand this, we understand everything in creation. Now, in this whole creation is an act of grace. Now, there are two ways it progresses. One, when the preserver is at work, and when the great preserver, Lord Vishnu, is at work, everything is in its place, settled, there is a settled order of things, etc. But when creation must change, then suddenly Shiva begins to dance, there is destruction all around, but only so that Parvati can come and set into new rhythms, and Brahma can fill it with all the elements of a new creation. We see this in every day. That if we have to move from one day to another, which is a greater day, all coming days are still, you know, better and better. I mean, we are moving forward in that sense. The passage is through night. Even in evolutionary biology, we know that there are two kinds of evolution. One where it's a slow process, where things are going on within a species, but it's not very evident. An odd vestige here, something there. And suddenly there is as if a summation, a power comes, and there is a leap, saltatory leap. There is suddenly something which starts operating very fiercely, and all these little things which were scattered in this subspecies, that subspecies, which were appearing as odd, anomalous, they are all gathered and submitted as if into a new being, a new species, which is the consummation of all these past little efforts. It is this truth which is also revealed in the scriptures when they say that each Satyug has a sub-Kali period. And each Kaliyug has a sub-Satyug period. Meaning thereby that in each Kaliyug, there is a sub-Satyug when things are relatively better. What it means is that things are harmonious, things are smooth, so-called smooth. They are happy. People are able to continue with their religious, spiritual seekings as they are. And then again the Kaliyug starts. Now Kaliyug is not a bad guy, nor Satyug is. We should not look at it like this. It's an integral movement. And each Kaliyug and each Satyug is a mini Kaliyug. Now what is this Kaliyug? When suddenly, even though it is the truth which has come, still there are mini Kaliyugs. Now what are these mini Kaliyugs? They are like night when the working is very intense. Actually, it is an intense working to take us to a still better and higher state. Again, an intense working and take us to a still higher and intense state. Again, a little mini Kaliyug. Till finally, the duration of these workings, these dark nights of the soul, of the humanity, if you may say so, become smaller and smaller, narrower and narrower, more intense, but less duration, until all becomes a single day. The day of the everlasting day of the divine. So this is the passage, and knowing this, we must learn to see the grace everywhere. Even when we are in wonderful surroundings, we thank the Lord. But even when we are in difficulties, we must thank the Lord, because it means now He has taken us seriously and our evolution is taking place at a very fast pace, fast forward pace. The mother says indeed that whenever difficulties come, take them as a grace and a blessing. And it will turn out to be so. What we do instead is, whenever we are pushed out of the comfort zone, whenever things don't happen according to our wish and will, then we take it that the grace is not with us. We are being punished, some past karma, some bad people, some evil forces, etc. 100 ways we can explain it. But instead, if only we could look at this entire life as nothing but a vast expression, an incalculable movement of grace in countless ways, it's a manifestation of grace, then life will change much faster and in a much more smoother way, with the least damage possible. Thank you.